When Hanson Snowbliz opened for the season this year, it was hardly what you'd call snowball weather. The day was lugubriously gray, damp, and chilly, the kind of weather you'd expect to find in Oregon rather than in New Orleans. Still, that didn't keep people from literally lining up around the block to taste their first snowball of the season. To some, this would seem silly. To others, a kind of obsession, or even addiction. Folks packed into a block-long queue for a cold dessert treat like junkies at a methadone clinic. And to this I say, if you don't understand why someone would wait for 45 minutes in the damp chill for shaved ice and sugary syrup, you've clearly never experienced a Hanson snowball. Like many other iconic foods treasured by New Orleanians, there are snowballs, and then there are snowballs. It's the same with the roast beef po' boy, an oyster loaf, crawfish bisque, fried chicken, or barbecued shrimp. These dishes abound in the Big Easy, but there's always one place that clearly stands above the rest. Usually, it's the one you first experienced as a child, and even more often, the one that your parents or even grandparents first experienced as children. At 75 years young, Hanson's is thought to be the oldest snowball stand in the country. Ashley Hanson took over the shop from her beloved grandparents, Ernest and Mary Hanson, and continues to run it today. If you've never had the pure, unabashed joy that is a Hanson snowball, you're missing out on one of the finest creations New Orleans has ever offered humankind. It's right up there with jazz as far as I'm concerned. The first thing you'll notice when you dig into a snowbliz is the texture of the ice, immediately distinctive among all other shaved ice concoctions. It's so fine, soft, and perfectly fluffy, you'd think you were eating fresh powder directly off the top of an alpine peak. But Hanson's only begins with ice. You couldn't have a true New Orleans snowball without syrups and toppings, and this is where the snowbliz truly breaks away from the pack. Sure, they have the basics, lemon, spearmint, watermelon, bubblegum, and so forth, but Ashley Hanson has added to the menu new, sometimes exotic, and always lovingly handmade syrup flavors, all of which can be combined with any of the others. The result is a nearly vertiginous variety of possible flavor profiles, including honey lavender, ginger cayenne, blueberry cardamom, anise and cream of chocolate, and more. So much more. Top that off with some thick condensed milk and a dash of sprinkles or crushed strawberries, which is particularly amazing with lemon, and you have a treat that will make you forget whatever it was that might have been bothering you before you spooned that snowball into your mouth. It's just delicious. So congrats on 75 years, Hanson's. Here's to 75 more, and 75 more after that.